Is it clear that only fully developing thought in every one of us is an effective check to concentrated power? Because concentrated power only exists by concentrating our energy. Let's consider again the concept of the nation. In that light, in this light, by continuing our dip into Wallerstein's analysis of it. Quote, in 1815, looking back on the long adventure from 1789 to 1815, in terms of internal social tensions in France and Great Britain, what did one see? Michel Vavel said of an essay of his about the French Revolution that it would be pretentious to entitle it The Birth of a Nation, and that instead, more modestly, he would call it the discovery of politics. But is this different? What else do we mean by a nation except that within which the pursuit of politics by its nationals is considered to be legitimate? In a profound sense, the sovereignty of the people is a concept that incarnates the legitimacy of politics. And therefore, the debate about the implementation of this concept is a debate about the limits of the political, not only about who may be involved and how they may be involved, but also about what matters are subject to the collective decision of the nation. France, in this sense, had a rude beginning as a nation, but so did the rest of Europe. For in effect, the invader, Napoleon, with his ideas of emancipation and social liberation, spread the concept of the nation, and spread with it France's rude beginnings. The question for France, as for all the other new nations, became what difference the politics of a nation would make for the lives of ordinary people, as opposed to their lives when politics did not exist, and decisions were subject to the intrigues of a court. It was intended to make a profound difference. Still, there are those who would come to view the revolution, as did Elton, as having been, quote, primarily a movement for order, a movement against chaos. In that case, one could say of Napoleon, but not only of him, indifferently that he organized the Ancien Régime or that he consolidated the revolution, for the two processes were identical, and he's quoting Elton. And that's unquote from Emmanuel Wallerstein, The Modern World System 4, Centrist Liberalism Triumphant, 1789 to 1914. And now that I'm reading him more carefully, I don't know that I would say that the definition of politics in that is taken as a given. There is a definition there I think we should talk about in more depth, because it doesn't, in my mind, help us to view politics that narrowly in terms of its, I guess you could say, politics did not begin with the destruction of absolutist monarchies or the supersession of them, whatever. In waking up, I defined political power as the ability to induce others to labor while exempting oneself. And by that definition, I think it's clear that if, in fact, politics is about controlling, harnessing the energy of the people, then it's about a system of class that has been, that there has been a continuous thread called class, which explains why when there seems to be a revolution, there is no fundamental change in the lives of we the people. We are still the energy source for everything. And that it is that that has to change for there to be the evolution that we require that we are responsible to see happen for humanity overall, as a whole. That is our responsibility, to forward all of us as life. That's what we're here for. As George Eliot said, what do we live for if not to make life less difficult for each other? And I would add, we can only do that by ending power, ultimately, because they can manufacture difficulty ad infinitum. That's my beef, I guess you could say, with journalism, because they congratulate themselves on uncovering horror after horror, never mentioning that power is busy apace making more for them to uncover. This is called getting nowhere. It is we, the people, who are going to have to take responsibility for the evolution of humanity itself.